Okay, what is your name?
My name is Diana Hall.
For the purpose of the recording, can you spell that, please?
DianaHall.
What is your date of birth?
9th of August, 1962.
My name is Alex Hall Hickman, and it is spelt AlexHallHickman. This interview is taking place at the interviewee's home. This interview is for Shanty Theatre Company's Voices of History project. Okay, so where was it that your parents were situated during the war, and what were their sort of jobs or whatever?
Well, when the war broke out, my mother was living in Montrose in Angus in Scotland, and she was working in a brewery, and she decided to volunteer for the RAF and signed up as a WAF in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force. I think she was bored with her job and she thought it might be a bit more exciting. And so during the course of the war, she was posted to various parts of the UK, but in Coastal Command. And she was in North Devon for a while, she was in North Norfolk for a while, and she was in Petrievi in Fife. And during the course of the war, she learned or trained to be a navigator. And eventually, I'm not quite sure in what year, but she became an officer, a WAF officer. So I think for her, it meant that it was an opportunity for her to move away from a pretty small town in Scotland and broaden her, you know, sort of nice middle class small town in Scotland, and broaden her horizons and go to places that she wouldn't otherwise have had an opportunity to do, and also to meet people from all strata of society, and also train to do something quite technical, navigating planes, and also responsibility, managing and managing groups of women as well. So I think on the whole, it was a fairly positive experience for her. And the stories that she told me about it when she was alive, were all fairly positive. And she talked about things like, you know, only having powdered egg and powdered milk and never having fresh fruit. And so there was definitely things that they didn't have, but I think she felt proud of what she'd done during the war and proud of her contribution and quite excited by a lot of the challenges that she faced during that time. My father, however, who she was engaged to before the war broke out, was in Hong Kong, and the plan had been that she would join him there, or he would come back once he was settled to marry her and bring her out. However, in September 1939, when war broke out, he was in Hong Kong, and he joined the what was called the Hong Kong Volunteer Army, Hong Kong Volunteer Defence Corps, which I think, from what I remember him telling me, was kind of quite a laugh. They were kind of young men doing army practices at the weekends and in the evenings when they could. But then it all got a bit horribly serious in 1941 after Pearl Harbor, and December 1941 the Japanese invaded Hong Kong, and there was the battle for Hong Kong, as far as I remember him telling me, was fought over about 3 weeks, and he was captured on the 8th of December 1941, which was his 24th birthday. So I can imagine that he was absolutely petrified and very scared. And when he was captured by the Japanese, the stories that he told me when I was young were sort of sporadic, and he didn't really talk about it very much, but he did talk about when he was captured and how he thought he was going to die. And he also talked a lot about his experiences in the camps, and the deprivations they experienced, lack of food, and the aggression and the violence that was meted out to them by the guards, and also the illness that he experienced, I think, as well. So all in all, a pretty horrific 4 years of his life. When they were eventually liberated by the Americans in August 1945, he was very emaciated and really not fit to travel. So he took the opportunity to take one of the slow boats back via Australia, where he stayed with his sister for 6 months, and eventually returned to the UK in early spring 1946, when he married my mother on the 1st of April 1946. And that was really the kind of their war experience, which they, as I say, they did talk about a bit, but not often. And I think particularly from my father, it was a very traumatic and life-changing experience, which affected his health for the rest of his life, both mentally and physically.
And wasn't it your uncle who joined the RAF?
Yes, so at the same time as my father was in Hong Kong, his younger brother Dennis was studying at Glasgow University, and he also signed up to train in Bomber Command. So he was posted, I think he was only about 19, and he was posted to somewhere in the centre of England for his training, his bomber training. So he was learning to fly Wellington bombers. And
we looked at the book that...
Yeah, his logbook really is very sad. And, you know, he's just obviously, there's a letter from him to his mother about how excited he was to be starting his training and that he'd done his first solo flight. And you can see from his logbook that he's progressing reasonably well, and he's starting to do solo flights, or solo command flights over mainland Europe, and then suddenly he's dead. And the log in the book basically just says he didn't come back and he didn't return. So I think from my great-grandmother on my father's side, who was also in China during the Second World War, she was in Tientsin when the Japanese invaded, and her and my great-grandfather were both interned in civilian camps during the war. And my great-grandfather... When they were liberated, he didn't survive the journey back from China to Scotland. He died on the way back in India, I think, in a convent. So my great-grandmother really, by the end of the war, not only lost her husband, but also a son. And she only really found out at the end of the war that her other son had survived the camps. And fortunately, her daughter had escaped before the war to Australia. So fairly devastating for her at the end of the war.
So I was just wondering, your family didn't really, well, I suppose from what you've said, didn't really experience much of the sort of a home front or the sort of like, yeah.
Well, my grandmother on my mother's side, who was in Montrose in Scotland, she did experience bombings over Montrose, and amongst her belongings after she died, I found lots of maps of Europe and maps of the UK and cuttings from the newspaper about bombings that had occurred locally in the Montrose and Angus area, but also in Scotland generally, in the River Clyde and in Edinburgh. And I know that she also, I remember her telling me that she'd taken in evacuees in her house as well. And also my mother in Coastal Command, she experienced, definitely she talked to me about experienced bombing raids. And one day particularly she described to me when she was at RAF Chivenor in North Devon, she managed to catch a lift with some American soldiers into Exeter. And she said she remembered arriving in Exeter to see the city had been completely flattened, and the only thing that you could see was the cathedral. And that was a very kind of vivid memory for her. So yeah, they did. I think my mother and her family definitely experienced the home front in terms of rationing and bombing, and also sort of having people billeted in their homes as well.